Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including ones that really speak to me, like Protein Plus for jocks, or Vegan and Veggie for vegetarians. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/penumbra50 and use code penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code penumbra50 at factormeals.com/penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ruby? Display the current time. 2300 hours. If all has gone well, then the others should be ready for the getaway any minute now. Prepare your engine for escape, Ruby. You have a request for me. That's unusual. I want to go home. Well, we will return to the carte blanche shortly. But we can't leave our family here. They're counting on us to be the getaway. Not now, Ruby. That's Buddy and the others. Prepare for liftoff.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Get in the car!
I would if you'd get out of the goddamn way, hacker!
Hey, you can't talk to her like that.
You... tell me how to talk when you're carrying the 50-pound lockbox! Deal?
I'll tell you how to talk now, Zell
Lousy. Escape now, argue later. In the Ruby 7, Juno.
Hey, watch it!
Roll in the car, then. Lovely. Jet, I think you'd better take us out of here.
Right away, buddy. Ruby?
Jet, darling, do we have a plan for when those guards pursue us?
I have ensured that will not happen. Unless they plan on growing wings, they cannot follow us where we are going. And I do not think they will grow wings, because that is impossible.
What about their cars?
What cars?
Well done, Jet. Well done indeed. Well, that was quite the close call, wasn't it? We had to think on our feet a bit, but we've managed to steal the music box we had our eyes on.
Along with the entire safe, the music box was kept in. Got a chunk of the wall holding the safe in place. Remind me why we didn't just bust open the lock.
It's like I told you, Miss Vespa. The digital lock keeping that safe closed uses an exponential encryption model that requires a special digital code to unlock the safe and to descramble the scrambulator
okay,
to...
can someone else remind me why we didn't open the safe without talking like a total nerd?
Taking the safe itself is faster and much, much easier.
Easier for you, maybe? Ugh! Thing weighs a million pounds!
All I'm saying is after everything we've been through today, this music box we stole better be worth a whole lot of cash.
Oh, it isn't. Completely worthless, to tell you the truth.
What?
But, Captain, didn't you say that a genius old Earth craftsman made this music box?
I did, but in truth he was considered a genius because of his ability to mass-produce music boxes like this one. There are far too many of them for any one to possess any real value. Unless you believe the stories, that is.
Stories? What stories? I like stories.
There's a little story that goes along with this particular music box. It's changed hands many times over the years, you see. Thieves stealing from thieves stealing from thieves.
But if it's not even worth anything, why would all these thieves bother?
I'm getting to that, darling. The story goes that each thief who steals it comes into a short and specific burst of good fortune when they hold the music box in their hands. A single wish granted, in other words.
A wish?
You sound disappointed, Juno.
I mean, yeah, I was kind of hoping it would be something, you know, real.
Ah, but we did get something real from this exercise. This was more training for our eventual heist of the Cure Mother Prime, and experience is worth its weight in gold.
But wait a minute, how do we know for sure we even got the music box? We stole this big case, it's safe, but what if it's empty?
Let's find out. Sounds like a music box to me.
Thank you, Vespa. Well, Rita, do you think you can get that safe open?
Of course I can. If it's as complicated as Mr. Ransom says, it might take my safe-cracking program a few days to do the job, but I'll have this open before you can say a sentence so long it'd take a few days to say it.
Perfect. When we get back to the Carte Blanche, we'll store the safe in the garage while Rita's program opens it.
And when exactly are we getting back to the Carte Blanche? Vespa's crushing me with this stupid safe, and I can't feel my legs.
Oh, it shouldn't be much longer than 2 hours from now.
2 hours?
Just shut up and take the safe, Steel.
Why can't you hold it?
Because I'm busy, all right? I gotta think about what I want to spend my wish on.
How come you get the wish, Miss Vespa?
Because I say so!
But we all stole the music box.
Perhaps we could pool ideas for our wish and choose whichever the group decides.
Perhaps I could pool your nose straight through your face, thief!
We'll decide the specifics on the wish when the music box is in our hands. For now, take us home, Ruby darling. After today's training exercise, I think we've all earned a rest.
Would anyone else like some tea or coffee?
Sure, I'll have...
No thanks, Mr. Jet. I'm already shaken enough without getting caffeine all mixed up in my equation.
I'll have a coffee.
Shaken with excitement, I mean. Because it's been 3 days and my safe-cracking program is going to be done letting that music box out any minute now.
I'll take some tea, darling.
Ransom?
No, thank you.
I'll have
Vespa.
Some... Vespa isn't even here right now.
Tea for myself and Buddy.
Hey, hold on a goddamn minute.
On second thought, Jet, I will have a coffee, if you don't mind.
And coffee for Ransom.
Hey, what about me?
I just can't wait to see that music box without the big old safe in the way. Ooh, what's everyone gonna wish for? I can't wait to get my wish.
According to the tales, Rita, I believe it's only one wish per music box. Thank you for the tea, darling.
Well, I still want to hear what everybody would wish for if they could. My ma used to say that on old Earth around this time of year, everyone would make lists of things they wished for and send all their lists to an old man who ran a very cold factory, and all he asked for in return was a snack and some light breaking and entering. He's my hero.
Here you are, Ransom.
Thank you, Jet.
Hey, what about my goddamn...
And here's your coffee, Juno.
Oh, thanks, Ransom.
Well, far be it from me to stand in the way of tradition. I don't know any strange old men who would take our wishes, but nobody knows who the future may bring. What would you use your wish on, Ransom?
Oh, I might wish for a good night's sleep, truth be told. Those have been difficult for me to come by as of late.
As pragmatic a wish as the thief who made it. And what about you, Jet?
I would wish for every one of us to receive a wish.
Typically, wishing for more wishes is considered taboo.
Then I would wish for that taboo to be lifted, as well as an additional wish. And with that additional wish, I would wish for all of us to receive a wish.
You can't do that. If you did that, you might as well wish for 1,000,000 wishes.
Excellent idea. I wish for 1,000,000 wishes, then.
Jet, darling.
Then I would wish for a new set of tools better suited for working on the Ruby 7. These new malfunctions have been... very strange. Perhaps I should check on the Ruby now.
Oh, could you check if the safe is open yet when you do that, Mr. Jet? I haven't checked since last night.
Of course. I won't be long.
What about you, Captain A? What would you wish for?
Why, I would wish for peace across the galaxy, of course.
Aw, that's really sweet.
Oh, goodness. I couldn't even say it with a straight face. No, I would wish for 10 million creds in liquid cash. Something light enough to travel with while still satisfying my every woman desire. A sensible wish, I think. Juno, what would you wish for?
Oh, I don't want some stupid wish.
Mr. Steel, play the game with us.
What does it matter? It's just a music box. It's not going to grant anybody's damn wishes anyway.
Vespa! You're just in time. We were just going around and saying what we'd wish for with that music box once it's released.
10 million creds in liquid cash, duh.
Oh, I knew I was right to love you.
That's what all the ladies say.
Vespa, dear, is something the matter?
Nothing. Must have just been something caught in my throat.
And as for who gets the wish, Juno...
What? I don't want the stupid wish. Pick somebody else.
Juno, I've heard that today is a special day for you. Is that true?
Special?
Your birthday, darling. It's your birthday. And you weren't even going to tell us?
Captain A?
Captain, perhaps we should discuss...
Seeing as we've all been caught at disadvantage without any gifts to give you, I think it only makes sense that you should take the wish from our music box. What do you say to that, Juno?
What do I say to that, huh? You wanna know what I say to that?
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
I think maybe if a lady doesn't tell anybody about his goddamn birthday, it means he doesn't want to hear about his goddamn...
Buddy, I'm afraid I have very bad news.
What is it, Jet?
I've opened the safe, but it's empty. The music box has gone missing.
What?
But that's impossible. We haven't docked the carte blanche since we stole the music box to begin with. If it's gone missing in the days since, well, that must mean...
That one of us has stolen it.
No way.
I'd hope we might avoid this, but we certainly wouldn't be the first band of thieves to have a problem with picking our own pockets. The temptation must simply have been too much for one of us to take.
What temptation? You said the music box wasn't worth anything.
The wish, you moron! Someone must have stolen the damn thing because they wanted 10 million creds in liquid cash all to themselves.
Oh, like any of us believe in some stupid wish.
Miss Vespa did it! I bet you stole that music box just to keep the wish all to yourself!
Funny, hacker, because I was just thinking the same thing about you!
Whoever stole the music box had better return it.
Oh, shut up, Sekuliak, because you're next on my list.
Stop, everyone, please! This behavior is beneath thieves of our stature.
Sorry, Captain A.
If the thief won't come forward of their own accord, we'll have to sniff them out ourselves.
And who's gonna do the sniffing, huh? If we're all suspects, then none of us can be trusted with the evidence. I say we just beat the tar out of everybody until someone confesses!
If that's the plan, then I'm ready to confess now, and I didn't even do it.
There will be no need for tar beating in any direction. There's one member of our group who has no motive for the crime whatsoever. A person who not only didn't believe in the wish to begin with, but who would have received it anyway. And it is our great luck that this person also happens to be a detective. Juno, I'm terribly sorry to ask you to work on your birthday, but...
I'll do it.
Oh, you're certain? That decision was rather quick.
Come on, let's get to the garage before this case gets cold.
He seems in good spirits.
Indeed.
To spend my day standing around in the garage watching Steel read.
I'm sure Juno will explain why he's gathered us all here. Eventually.
Are you regretting appointing him our investigator for this crime?
Not yet, but the day is young.
He has been rather worryingly quiet. Perhaps I'll just go check on him.
Are you sure that's a good idea, Mr. Ransom? Mr. Steel looks pretty sucked into those reports he's reading.
Yes, well, even so. Juno? Do you have a moment for a word?
What? Yeah. Sure. Which word is it?
I just wanted to check in on you and to... Well, to apologize on our captain's behalf.
Uh-huh.
I know that when we've discussed it in the past, you've made it very clear that you do not want anyone acknowledging your birthday. That it brings up terrible memories of... Well, perhaps we shouldn't even get into it. As per your request, I haven't gotten you anything, and I have plan to even mention your birthday until well after the day is over, and so I... Well, I wanted to make sure. Juno? Are you even listening to me?
What? Not at all. Sorry, I'm reading these entry logs for the garage over the past few days. Did you know that the carte blanche has a log of all of our fingerprints, and it keeps track of who presses the door opening buttons when? Rita just printed these out for me.
Yes, I was there. But Juno...
And I haven't read enough to know if this is typical, but this garage has been a hell of a popular spot ever since we stole that music box. People keep coming in and out all the time like there's a party going on in here or something. It's gonna be a hell of a time figuring out which one of us did this.
Juno, dear, are you all right?
What? Me? Yeah, I'm having a great time. Thanks for checking, though.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
All right, everyone gather around. I've looked through the entrance logs for the garage, and I figured a couple of things out.
This better be good.
Oh, it's great. Long story short, these records only exonerate two of us for the crime because only two of us haven't been in the garage since we stole the music box. That's me and Ransom. Everyone else has been in and out of here ever since, and I want to know why. Let's start with Vespa.
None of your goddamn business, Steele!
Wrong answer, but we'll come back to you in a minute. Rita?
All right, you broke me, I confess!
Rita, I barely...
I've been hiding snacks in the garage again, only I can't stand going without them, so I come into the garage like 300 times a night to taste them.
Hiding them from whom, Rita?
From me!
Well, that covers Rita. What about you, big guy? Jet?
I believe he's working on the car at the moment.
Big guy, come on. I'm trying to do an investigation over here.
And I am trying to find the source of a very strange malfunction the Ruby 7 has been exhibiting lately. We can do these things at the same time. Ruby, I am trying to tell you, we are already home.
Well, finish that up and get over here, all right? You're missing all of my deductive genius. That must be why he keeps coming into the garage. What about you, Orinco?
Me? Why, I've no alibi at all.
You... what?
In fact, I describe my behavior as alluringly mysterious, or if you prefer, extremely suspicious. I've been coming in and out just to look at the safe in question and see how the unlocking program is progressing.
But you offered Mr. Steele the wish, Captain A, so you couldn't have done it. Right?
Ah, yes, but perhaps I only did that to divert suspicion, when in reality, I had already taken the music box for myself.
Whose side are you on, buddy? Because it doesn't seem like you're on your own side.
Oh, I apologize, but I do find this very thrilling. Typically, I'm long gone before the investigators arrive. Observing what happens in the aftermath of a crime is a completely novel experience for me.
All right, so that is a full lap on everyone. And we're still no closer to figuring out who took the music box. Vespa. Okay, we will come back to you in a minute. Regardless, nobody could have stolen the music box until after it was unlocked. That's the only window of opportunity, so we need to know exactly how big that window is. Rita, what time did the safe cracking program finish its job?
I can check. Based on my initial calculations, it should have just been done an hour ago, but let's see. Oh!
What is it, Rita?
I guess I'm even better at writing hacking programs than I thought. The safe cracking program finished unlocking the box at 2 a.m. last night.
So anyone who entered the garage after 2 a.m. could have stolen the music box. That rules out Buddy and Rita.
Yay!
Oh, how disappointing. I was rather enjoying my flirtation with suspicion.
I hate to point this out, but Vespa was not in the kitchen with us earlier this morning when we were waiting for Jet to check the safe. Speaking purely from a veteran thief's perspective, that would have been an ideal opportunity to enter the garage and take the music box.
Vespa, I think it's time you gave us the real answer. What were you doing in the garage?
I told you, it's none of your goddamn business!
Buddy...
answer the question, dear.
Fine. I was in here trying to steal the music box. Happy?
Not really. That was way too easy.
But Vespa, darling, why? To steal from your own family like that?
I was gonna give it to you after I stole it because I wanted you to have the wish, all right? Because I love you.
Aww.
And also, I knew you'd wish for the same thing I would, so it'd all shake out the same anyway. But I never actually stole it. I came in here to try and take it, but...
what was that?
I couldn't figure out how to open the stupid safe, okay?
But it was unlocked.
Yeah, well, I've never been the safe cracker. That's always been Buddy, or more recently, Ransom.
I'm afraid it's true. My love couldn't safe crack her way into a wet paper bag.
That was one time, and you know wet paper grosses me out!
That would explain the sizable dents in the safe. We know what feats of strength Vespa is capable of when she grows frustrated.
But Vespa, you do have to admit that the evidence overwhelmingly points toward you.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it, all right. And it's not like I'm the only one who could have done it. What about the hacker? We're all just taking it on her word that she couldn't open the safe 2 days ago? Or what about Sekuliak, huh? I was alone in the garage before him. But he came in here alone to check on the safe, didn't he? He just told us it was missing when he opened the safe. That could be a lie. Maybe he just pocketed the damn music box and made up a story about it going missing.
Oh my. I hadn't considered that.
Jed, what are you doing?
Emptying my pockets. You will find no music box inside.
He's right! There ain't no music box in there at all!
I think we'd better hear about what happened in a little more detail, then. Big guy, tell us everything that happened after you left the kitchen to come check on the music box. Maybe there's a clue in there.
Everything?
Everything.
Understood. Well, upon opening the kitchen door, I first stepped out with my right... No, my left foot. I followed this with the step of my right foot, followed by the left. I recall that I was breathing at the time. Then...
Okay, so maybe a little less detail than that.
Understood. Upon entering the garage, I first checked to see if the Ruby 7 was still exhibiting its odd malfunction. It was. Then I went to open the safe. A large amount of smoke escaped the safe when I opened it.
Smoke? Why the hell would there be smoke in the safe?
It wouldn't be unheard of. Condensed triargon gas can be used to better preserve historical artifacts. The safe itself may have some device for generating such smoke to preserve the music box inside.
How long do you think it would take for the safe to generate smoke like that?
At least a few hours. Why do you ask?
Oh, what happened after that, big guy?
Exactly what I've told you. The smoke cleared and no music box was present inside the safe. Then I returned to inform you all of that fact.
A likely story. If there was so much smoke inside the safe, where the hell is it now?
Up there. If you look, you can still see traces of it by the air vents leading into the garage.
Air vents. That's it.
What's it, Juno?
I think I've got this case cracked.
Yeah, Miss Cecile? Who was it?
The culprit is... impossible to figure out. Case closed.
What?
Juno, when I suggested that you use those powers of deduction to sniff out our thief... I expected rather more... deduction?
Listen, you all got the full force of my deductive powers, and now I am all deduced out, so you are all dismissed. That's all. Everybody go back to whatever you were doing before this whole music box thing.
But...
case closed. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, shall we?
How the hell did he ever make it as a PI anyway?
Hey, Ransom, you mind hanging back a minute?
Well, yes, of course. Juno, are you feeling all right? This all seems terribly unlike...
You stole the music box, didn't you?
What? Of course I didn't. You said yourself that you and I are the only ones who never entered the garage.
We're the only ones who didn't enter the garage through the door. Big difference.
Juno, truly,
Just give me a minute, all right? Because I'm pretty sure I've got this all figured out. But I've got to take it for a test drive to know for sure. It was the smoke that helped me figure it out. You said yourself it would take a few hours to generate more of it, and that clears both Vespa and Jed of suspicion.
It does?
It does. If Jed saw the smoke coming out of the safe, then Vespa couldn't have opened it. If she had, she'd have let the smoke out. And Jed didn't have the music box in his pockets, plus he didn't have time to hide it anywhere. When we all started coughing in the kitchen, that's because the smoke from the garage was coming in through the air vents, and a few seconds later, Jed came running in.
So, you've ruled out Jet and Vespa, but how does that implicate me?
The air vents were the clue. You're the only one of us flexible enough to sneak through them, and that's the only way into the garage without logging your fingerprint at the door. So it had to be you.
Juno, really? There must be some other way the culprit could have accessed the garage, because I did no such thing.
And, based on all that, I figured out one more thing, too. You're never going to admit that you stole the music box, because if you did... you'd have to admit that you did get me something for my birthday, after all. A case to solve. Does that sound right?
Juno.
If the answer is yes, just say no.
Juno, I didn't steal the music box. That's the truth.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
Thanks, Narev.
This was the best birthday I've had. Well, in a long, long time. And it was definitely the best gift.
But I didn't get you anything.
Sure you did.
No, truly I didn't.
Blaine, well, I'm pretty thick there, right?
Juno, honestly, if you just listen...
Hi, travelers. It's me doing the outro this time, and if you're wondering why that is, it's because Kevin is traveling out of state and he forgot to bring his microphone with him. So, without further ado, this tale was told by the following people: Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Noah Symes as Peter Ransom, Kate Jones as Rita, Alexander Stravinsky as Jet Sekuliak, Sarah Gazdovich as Buddy Arenko, Chloe Cunha as Vespa Ilke, and of course, me, Harley Takagi Kaner, as the Ruby Seven. Our wonderful original music was written by Ryan Vibert. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you can receive access to commentary tracks like this very cute one with me, Kevin, Joshua, Kate, and Chloe.
Yeah, we want to make sure that these magic wishes are tethered to reality, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the rules here.
Kate, I'm just imagining you hugging Scott and teleporting around. It's so cute.
Yes, it's really good for the holiday season.
We would like to give a very special thank you to our $30 Patreon supporters. Bettina Trevino, Charlie and Matt, Hart, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Ate This Podcast, Haha, The PI, The Train, and The Knights, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, Ferdinand Entrelac. Season 5 Juno episodes have been about a rock, animals, and plants. Now it will have one about the Lady Guinevere. Shelley Schrode. Kevin, please say butts on live recording. Thanks. Sorry about that one. Jammy. Osipete. Evit Kani. Diana Cuz. Benjamin Fisher. SCP Chloe. Happy Birthday Juno and Season's Greasons from Desert Willow. Theo Alex Dean. June Gishoku. Skyfire Forever. The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull. Stryker Flynn. Liv Allen. Alice the Time Lord. In Memory of Spiral Opal. Eden the Gay Bookworm. Michael David Smith. It's a Hard Day to Be a Scaly. Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service. Caroline Seidman. Radius Ulna. Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension. Karen ZH. Genetic. Danny the Spoon Lord, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, and Angel Acevedo. I think sometimes that when we say we literally couldn't do it without our patrons, that becomes background noise, but it's true. Our little show is surprisingly expensive to produce, with a full cast of actors, original music, merch, and graphic design, plus, of course, it's how Kevin and I make our full-time living. So, the minority of listeners who pledge to support the show not only keep us going, but also make it possible for everyone else to listen for free. Even pledging $1 per episode is a huge help to us. If the show has been meaningful to you, please consider it. We'll see $4 Patreon supporters on January 7th, and everyone else on January 9th for our next Juno Steele episode as we resume our regular schedule. happy holidays and a peaceful new year.